A new brewery in South Bloomington is the latest addition to Central Illinois' growing craft beer industry. Little Beaver Brewery opened its new taproom last week. It's owned by former home brewer Chad Beavers and longtime friend Dale Thomas. It's the third local brewery to open a taproom space in the last year, following Distill's Mega Brewery in North Normal and White Oak Brewery's cozy spot on the west side. A fourth brewery, Keg Grove, expects to open this spring. Beavers talks to GLT's Ryan Denham about turning his hobby into a full-fledged business.
This is the start of our second week here, and I got to say, the first week we were just overwhelmed with how many people came out. They kind of came out just a perfect trickle throughout the whole weekend, so we had a nice steady flow. But the reasons that people came out is what really surprised us the most. It wasn't all people that have been following us and just waiting for the doors to open. We had, from the people I talked to, probably half the people that came out were just ones that heard about it on the news, or a friend shared a Facebook post, or they just saw, hey, there's a new brewery, let's go check it out. It wasn't something that was on their radar prior to last weekend, and we thought that was fantastic.
The place is unrecognizable from my first visit here several months ago. Looks amazing. But, you know, just like any time you move into a new place, you're eager to show off like one or two specific parts of it. So, like, do you have like a favorite, like, little physical area or thing that you did that is just, it's like the first thing you want to show off to people when they walk in?
Honestly, just our whole taproom space in general, and that was something we got a lot of compliments on from those that have been in here, is just the feeling of the space. It's not cramped. You got plenty of room to move around. We got the nice high ceilings. You kind of pointed out when you walked in one of my favorite items, which is the lighting. It's pretty unique lighting for a tap room or just a bar type place in general, but overall just the feeling that you get of being in the tap room is really what we like best about it.
All right, so how many different beers do you have on tap at any given time, and how often do you rotate them out?
We've got 10 on tap, and our goal is that if you come once a week, that every time you'll come you'll probably see at least two new beers. And I was really happy with last weekend. We had such a good crowd moving through here that I think if you came on Thursday, which was our first day open to the public, and then again on Saturday, you would have got to try four different beers. So we had a pretty good turnover.
Anybody who's had craft beer in their life knows that a creative name is sort of important to, you know, helping you remember the beer. So what is sort of the secret for you to coming up with a good name, so when folks walk in here, they remember what they had and they come back and ask for it?
Our beer naming creative directors are Izzy and Lily, and those are my 4 and 5 year old daughters. So quite honestly, about 2 years ago when we really started getting serious about this, there's all kinds of lawsuits getting thrown around from big breweries suing the small guys because they took a name that was the same or similar or incorporated some portion of it. And we didn't want to have to, in our first year of business, deal with attorney letters and cease and desist letters. So we said, you know what? Let's come up with something different. And I started paying attention to all the silly stuff that my kids were saying. My partner Dale's got little kids, and they're saying a lot of silly stuff. And I just started writing it all down. And then when we started to come to the point to actually name the names, it just really started flowing. And it's really been amazing. And it also gives a lot of great stories. So there's, you know, things that kids say, and there's a reason why some of them say it. So one of our most, if not probably our most popular beer, is called Now I Know My Know My. And a lot of people have a hard time saying it, and they don't grasp it until I say Now I Know My Know My ABCs, which is how my youngest daughter Lily would always start learning when she learned her ABCs. That's how she said it. She always gave it the second Know My Know My. And once people hear it, they love it. They want to hear more stories. How did that one get named? And some of them, one beer name led to another beer name, and it's just really been a lot of fun, and everyone seems to really resonate with it. Since, you know, it's different and unique, and it's special to us.
I think what a lot of people like about your story is that you're this guy who turned his hobby into, like, a not just a hobby anymore. I mean, this is a legitimate business with a crowd here right behind me as we're talking. But you also have a day job still. I mean, you're the executive director at Midwest Food Bank here in Normal. I don't know, can you talk a little bit about how you're balancing all that now? Is it, do you have, I imagine, less free time now than you did as you were building this thing out physically? What's all that like?
Believe it or not, it feels like I actually have a little bit more free time now that this is open, because it was such a scramble to get everything in place. So I'm still working really long days. A lot of times I'll leave the house at 6 or 6:30 in the morning and get home at midnight. The only way this would happen is with a very, very, very understanding wife who I love dearly.
So if you're enjoying the beer here at Little Beaver Brewery, just Chad's wife is who to thank.
And it's also, it's not a permanent thing. And she understands that, and it's been a long couple years getting to this point. But we both know that we've already hired a few staff people. We've actually, we just hired a second brewer to help out. The idea isn't for me to kill myself working, you know, 20-hour days here just to keep everything going between two jobs. It's just to get this thing off the ground. And I'm extremely particular when it comes to the beer that I brew, so I was very particular on who I chose that can help me brew this beer.
That's Chad Beavers talking with GLT's Ryan Denham about his new Little Beaver Brewery, which just opened its new tap room in South Bloomington. It's open on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.